Oh shit, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Regular episode.
Regular episode.
No paywall. You get to just hear this.
We do other episodes.
Yes, we do.
If you want to know what the Patreon is all about, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
What?
Patreon.com/BlackLegPodcast.
Nigga.
What?
Bro, it's... I'm sorry, I high-five myself every time.
He's locked in. That boy good. Professional.
Yeah, man, $5.
Buster.
Multiple fanfics. Some of them gay, some of them not. All of them about hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mad Sonic content. Tap in.
And dash your way over to the Patreon.
Yeah, it's
some of the wildest things you'll ever hear in your life.
It is gas.
Ever.
We got three best friends, three homies.
Yes, sir.
We are
the Black Plague Podcast.
We are the Black Plague Podcast. Indeed, I am Smoke Go Star, a.k.a. Smoke Manjo, a.k.a. Available in all balls.
Right next to the DVDs in Japan,
China,
USSR.
Like that nigga was just,
one.
That Street Fighter 2 vanilla announcer was just voicing everybody. That wasn't a big nigga or Chun Li.
That nigga was excited, boy. USA
one,
perfect.
Still use that tag to this day.
Seven, John. You.
Oh, coming soon to VHS or DVD. It's John on, and we're back for another episode. Looking, staring, loving these NBA playoffs.
Hey man, it's just been very entertaining.
It's been very entertaining.
In a post Bron, KD, and Steph playoffs.
The slow big white boy.
Best player in the world.
Taking over.
Right.
Best player in the fucking world.
That nigga be out there. That nigga be out there bullshitting and still and be still, cooking.
That nigga, I was watching him last night and I was like, there ain't no way that shit's going.
Point center.
And, bro, like.
Yeah.
And I'm not like super deep into basketball, but like, I really don't think that nigga enjoys playing basketball. Just from like the post game interviews, like that.
He loves basketball.
He just doesn't like
none of this shit around.
Oh, okay.
He don't follow America like that.
It's just the sport.
Yeah, no.
I'm here to hoop.
Yeah, he's a hooper.
I'm a hoop. Like, get my check, then go home
and play with his horses. That's what he does.
I go home to Russia.
To Serbia. Play with horses.
Bolshoi Probieva.
Like they're gonna have that Luka Jokic super team one day, and it's gonna be terrifying.
It's gonna be white boy summer.
Dirk Nowitzki, John Stockton go come out of retirement.
They find a like white players just throw on there.
Larry Bird,
the coach.
That's what I said. We gonna pump that nigga full of super soldier serum.
But
he's the coach, but also the power forward.
Yes, sir. If you haven't just sat and watched Jokic play basketball, just do that. Imagine somebody who can do everything.
Yeah.
Like literally everything.
Yeah.
At a high clip
and at a high level.
That nigga dunked on fucking Rudy Gobert, the current DPOY.
Yeah, he dunked on Anthony Edwards, man.
The current rising superstar, bro.
I will kill your gods is his middle name.
And he has like the look of a Terminator. Like, he does it too.
It's the stone face.
He got busted open one time in a regular season game. I'm telling you, like, took an elbow to the head, bleeding into his eye and shit. Facial expression didn't change.
Yeah, it's like,
if he dies, he dies.
Bet.
No shit, he's like the nigga from Rocky. I was like, what the fuck?
But in hoop form, but like, nice to horses.
And he just looks like he shouldn't be able to do it.
Not at all, like, he looked like... I feel like I could run faster than him. Till I realized he runs up and down the court... constantly
for 38 minutes.
I can run up and down the court maybe twice now
before I'm cooked.
but
that's me.
And I'm Chair 3. You can find me on Betamax
Laser Disc.
I am DJ Cobra, at Super Cobra on, Cobra on social media. Wow, I suck now.
Damn.
It's all good, though. My friends will carry me.
Yeah.
Fuck with the kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a vote for him. Yeah. I'm a vote for that nigga. All
right, so where do we even begin? A lot has happened in what, the 2 weeks it's been since we have...
Drake lost.
Yeah, Drake did lose.
OV over.
Yeah, yes it is.
It's OV Jover.
Jovi over. Like, this nigga...
Kendrick dog walked that nigga.
That nigga Kendrick put out two... Yeah, little boy and fat man. And, like, now this nigga has fled the... Like, it's crazy. Like, it was music. And now this nigga done went back to Canada for probably, like, the first time in years.
Yeah, like, we wanna make the note that, like, that nigga was trying to rush that nigga to drop. Like, drop, drop, drop. You ain't got nothing to drop. Then, drop, nigga.
And then it's like, you can drop 100 more songs. I'm walking away. Lame ass nigga.
Yeah, that boy. You know what? We're just gonna respectfully walk away.
We?
Not you!
Yeah, his crew. Like, you know what? We're gonna take the high road here.
Yeah, after dropping, like, after me and my Ghost Riders dropped my best disc.
Yes, sir. And by we.
It got smoked on.
I mean, me. Because again, that Family Matters track was heat.
Yeah,
at the time that it dropped, that shit was fire.
For 20 minutes, he had the lead.
It was looking a little shaky for Kendrick.
He had the lead.
And then Kendrick drops this Alchemist chilling ass podcast ass beat.
That shit uncomfortable.
Yes, sir.
I love that shit.
That shit hit the top 20 on the charts, bro.
Bro, that and Not Like Us. This nigga
Not Like Us is number one
this nigga
right
got
now.
Two diss tracks in the Billboard top 10. Two of them bitches.
Yeah.
Last time this shit happened, funnily enough, was back to back.
Yeah.
With Drake.
And the thing is, like, they compare this to the back to back. I'm like, no, this is a bigger moment.
This is way bigger than
one, because it's two, like, GOAT caliber MCs going against each other. It's like Jay-Z versus Nas hits very different from Jay-Z versus Prodigy and Havoc.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, who the fuck are those niggas?
It's like, you know, like my beat, like, they was out there, but it's like not like Nas, like the nigga that put out Illmatic.
Not like Nasir, God's son.
God's son. And hell, he got a career resurgence off of that. So
yeah.
I'm curious what a Kendrick album sounds like after this entire skirmish / conflict.
Yeah.
Cause the beef is over.
Yeah,
People keep trying to say, "Oh, Drake coming back with a beef album."
Like, decidedly over,
brother.
Nigga.
It's time for jazz or to dance.
I'm like, fam, this nigga finna be fighting legal cases.
I'd
be shocked if we got like an actual Drake album this year. Yeah, a nigga got shot. Like, motherfuckers is like investigating that fan that. That wheelchair fan?
Yeah.
That, like, offed himself?
Oh, wait. No, we have to go to that part. Because, like, when the music part of the beef ended with Not Like Us, I'm like, okay, this is all right. I figured that, like, somebody in somebody's crew is probably going to either get shot or some kind of, like, violence is going to happen somewhere. But for the most part, I didn't really anticipate shit getting crazy. Now there is an account on Twitter, what, Ebony Prince 2K24?
Yep.
Who is just like, he's the one that has the items that was in the cover for Meet the Grams and, what was it, 616?
616 in LA.
Yeah, 616 in LA. He has those items and has been posting clues like the fucking Niggler out there, bro. I did not anticipate for that to fucking happen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The fucking Black Riddler out here giving, like, props to, like, random Ebony icons. I'm like, okay, go you. But what does this have to do with the beef?
So everything.
I just ended up just, like, tuning it out.
Everything.
It's going to be all pieced together. There's going to be some white Canadian rap fan YouTuber.
Like, for sure.
Piece it together.
I've seen Academics taking about face. Now he's fighting charges.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah.
Like, you know, like somebody brought sex assault charges against him. Yeah. They got your mans, Dre.
They got your mans on sex assault charges. The nigga you be with, you used to hang with him. Heard you grew up with him.
Like, just anybody that's still invested in this beat, just relook at those lyrics. Cause shit is coming true and untrue in real time. A lot of shit's from Drake songs is like aging like fucking milk.
Yeah, because like I like CC's interlude was like one of my favorite Drake songs forever, and now I'm like, bro, there's a line in here where you say you wish you were still in school. Fam, you were 23 at that point. What do you mean by that? What the fuck do you mean? I knew a bunch of nigga, I was 23 in college.
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean still in school?
What do you mean?
Wow, you're a raper. You're a rape man? That nigga got him. This ain't even a Patreon. That got him.
Bro. Anybody that's been around the block with anime has ran into that shit.
Yeah, you know what that shit is.
Man. Like, let something like that drop fresh.
Nigga.
In today's climate.
Cook the whole. It would have been World War II, part two. Niggas would not stand for that shit.
It's like, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, nigga? But like it brought a whole bunch of shit to light, man. Like now we can't even say Woulda came back for you no more, brother. We gotta retire.
No tunes like that ever again.
We gotta retire.
What do you mean, white boy?
White boy.
White boy.
What are you talking about, nigga?
The game was to dress me on wax.
This nigga the game, bro.
I know I'm corny, but fuck you. Pretty much that I didn't listen to the track because
me either.
I had no reason to listen to the game.
If it's not 2005, I don't give a shit what the fuck the game has to say.
Like, if it's not like Red, maybe like Documentary 2 at best on down.
Yeah.
2024? Nah, bro, you're good. Yeah, you might have some charges yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know what you did.
You can't talk about it. You and Benzino are two niggas that can never use the word ain't nobody asked to hear this nigga's music in the club. Not once.
They keep asking Benzino questions.
Have I ever heard? You're a DJ, so you can probably corroborate that shit. How many times has anybody asking you like drop the game music or a Benzino song?
Well, in the period I was like starting to get paid a DJ, the game fell out of like favor.
Yeah.
But like if I would have ran anything, it probably would have been that Celebrate song with Chris Brown.
Or Put You on the Game.
But
which also
even then it'd have been old tracks at that time.
It would have been old shit.
And who's the other nigga on the
heart?
Benzino. I have never in my life.
Bro, like real shit, I didn't know that nigga had a second album. I remember like the one song that used to get played on 106 in Park. Fuck World.
The only song I know is the one that I remember from NBA Street Volume 2.
Fucking Rock the Party, I think.
Rock
the
Party.
I think that's Rock the Party, cuz. Party.
That's about it.
But that's it though.
He's more known for having a famous daughter for right now.
Once niggas realize they ain't gotta pretend to like little booties, it's over.
Cause I'm like, it's a skinny girl revolution in the mainstream for now.
Unfortunate.
For now.
Yeah.
I'm like, low key. I think we're getting back to like a late 90s, 2000s stylers.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah.
Like niggas like Meg and Ice Spice making that shit.
I'm like, Kim K ain't thick no more, bro.
Well, no, that's because BBL became accessible.
That too.
Like, it wasn't unique no more.
Let me get these parts taken out.
Yeah,
I'm like, now she's just like skinny.
And that was always the funniest shit to me. I was like, fam, you realize we watched you and your entire family get belittled by Paris Hilton for like 3 years, right? We know what the fuck you niggas look like. This is not fooling anybody.
Hey, man. That family is the epitome of we will do it for the check.
Right. Do it for the bag.
I'm like, she on Skims now, and it's paired with the NBA. It's over.
There's going to be some unfortunate.
We might not ever see them on TV.
There's going to be some unfortunate nigger that gets caught up in there.
Oh, no. Yeah. They're out there, Nick. They got the kids that they needed to stay edgy. Now they can just pick up whatever white people they want to. She was with Peter Davidson.
I was about to say,
brother.
She was with Skeet Davidson. Skeet.
I forgot. That's like maybe the last thing I enjoy of Kanye. Me, he was just calling that nigga Skeet.
That nigga was with Skeeter Davidson.
Skeet Davidson. Oh, yeah. He was skeeting, all right.
He was.
I know it's Coke, but, you know, it was funny.
Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
But it's Coke.
I was like, bro, another grown man called me Skeet.
I'm like, you're like one of the greatest of all time in what? The genre.
Crashing out.
Crashing over, over some nigga that was in I Love the 2000s.
Yeah.
What was that show? No. Guy Code. The Guy Code nigga. The Guy Code nigga was like, yeah.
It's like, bro, we witnessed that nigga's crash out in real time.
You put out Graduation, bro. Act like it.
What are you doing? what are you doing? You literally were a moment in hip hop history. What? Stop. Because I knew it was all like, when your goat is washed, I knew it was cooked for us when that nigga did a collab with Lil Pump.
Yeah,
like, nigga, what the fuck is this?
Like, when he got into the 7-track era for him, and I heard that album, that Ye album, when he started going by Ye Professional, I was like, yeah, it's good for that nigga.
Yeah, hate this.
It is what it is.
Hate that shit.
I was like, when my goats start to kind of fall off, I still give it the respect listen. And he was still in respect listen territory. Wayne was in there for a long time. But it is what it is, man. Yeah. Times change. Can't stay on top forever.
Yo. Skeet. Lil Wayne's on disputed now, so he's fine.
Yeah.
He's got Skip
Davis. Let me tell you something. Skip.
That nigga's out there playing basketball, Skip. Man. That is Skip.
Dive.
Yeah. That nigga out there playing ball,
Skip.
Man. Skip.
Or he don't even really sound like he's talking about Skip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He did so many drugs, his voice is different.
Voice is cooked. Voice is fucking cooked.
Speaking of cooked, did anybody watch the Tom Brady roast by chance?
I caught bits and pieces of it on TikTok.
I watched like the first hour and a half.
Damn, how long was it?
3 hours.
It's a 3-hour roast.
They was cooking out there for 3 hours?
For a long time, man.
Shit, dog.
They was killing his wife, man.
Oh, yeah.
They cooked his wife so bad. I see articles. Giselle, I don't know how to
Jezebel.
Say her.
Jezebel?
Yeah.
Jezebel. Oh, his wife, yeah, Giselle.
No. Yeah, his wife, Giselle, I don't know how to say the last name, but formerly Brady. They was killing her.
Like,
fucking, it was like, how, like, she was there for 8 hours doing jujitsu, but she was only a white belt. Kevin Hart said that shit. And like Jesse Glazer, Jesse Glazer smoked that nigga too. She was like, how's it feel to know that this man cucked you and can whoop your ass?
Was she the one that made the joke about the crypto?
Yes.
It's like, how'd you lose 30
me
million in crypto?
Me crypto is not real money.
Even me know that not real money. That shit was funny as fuck.
I think Kevin Hart piggybacked off of that shit. He was like next to me at the time. I'm like, you want no real money. I'm like... Also, that nigga won a Mark Twain Award.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, he's been funny enough for a long enough time.
Funny enough is crazy.
Really?
That's why. That's the bar?
Yeah.
we digging that shit up out of hell, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, he got classics.
I ain't even gonna knock it, bro. Like, some of that nigga's stand-up is still, like,
goated for
top
me,
notch
but,
to me. Yeah. Seriously funny is still like
that shit really hit the black community like crack.
Yeah,
it felt like everybody I knew had that DVD back then. I had it too. Remember, I used to buy comedy DVDs.
Bruh.
That was a different era.
Yeah,
because
we're old, man. We're fucking
now.
Old,
now that you're on Netflix, they're overproduced and nowhere near as funny. Or maybe I'm just too cynical now.
It's probably a mix of both, to be honest, because like. The one, that nigga did one. I think it was like 2013 or 2014. I forgot what it was called, but like that nigga, he spent like way too long on the Deer Bridge joke.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what the name of that special was. But
did
like,
he have like the fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the fucking fire.
About. Oh,
and I was like,
I know that special.
That nigga spent like 15 minutes on that shit, and I'm like,
I don't think it's Laugh at My Pain.
All right, but no, Laugh at My Pain was the one before that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, the one after.
No, but, I remember exactly because he was wearing that whole black suit.
Yeah. Black leather suit.
Black leather suit, and every time he was just like, fire, pow.
Fire. And that was when he sold out Madison Square, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I want to know the name of it now, so I'm just...
I'm like, yeah. The boy was funny enough for a long time.
Let me explain.
Okay, yeah.
And I was just like... All right, bro. The rest of it was fine. The rest of it was like on par for what I would expect from Kevin Hart, but that part.
Dear bro, my like, brother.
Nigga.
Come on, man. Cut it out.
Wrap it up.
Cut that shit down, bro.
Wrap this shit.
But,
wrap that shit up.
But good for you, Kevin. You know?
All right, great work, Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, my God.
That's the one good thing about Tyler Perry's output. The first three like Madea plays for me.
Yeah, like it got to the point where they got big enough where he was like, yeah, I'm gonna make movies out of these,
and it just was downhill from there. Just,
like, and like when I think the first one came out when I was like 15, so I didn't really like my parents, of course, being older black people.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's like, yeah, we're gonna see the new Tyler Perry movie. I'm like, all right.
Cause like, you know,
yo, why this nigga? Why? What?
I got a real nigga question for y'all. It's like, your family, did they watch him as well, John?
Oh, we had the plays on DVD.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, all right. I was about to ask. That was gonna be my question.
Yes.
The first time you watched a Tyler Perry production, was it on bootleg?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
I am now committed to the conspiracy that the CIA flooded the block with bootleg men Tyler Perry DVD.
Brother, I knew you one better. I don't know anybody, and I've never been to like one of the plays physically. Mm. I don't know anybody that's been to a Tyler Perry play.
Like, I know mad people that
I don't know. I don't know a single person.
Like,
I really don't.
I'll go a step further. I've never seen like a schedule. Of like where the tour dates are.
Yeah, where
for the play.
No, they were definitely touring. I can corroborate the fact because like I know like a couple of people that actually saw him play in person.
Word.
And whatnot. Play in person.
Act
in person.
Well.
Whatever.
But yeah, like I for the life of me, like everybody I knew had the shit on bootleg.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. And DVDs popped out like a random encounter.
Yeah.
Crack, clear case.
Like, you get home from school, open the door. Madea DVD. I'm like, oh.
Madea, man in dress.
Yo, why is this dude in the dress? Not
that's
playing,
funny,
it's funny, laugh.
Okay.
You cool. Like Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
I do, I'm a big fan, yeah. Play it.
Play it, okay, cool. I will play it.
I fucked with
it. Yeah, this is cool.
This is totally not a... CIA
op. I knew that shit. I knew we had gone too far when this nigga started doing Halloween specials as movies.
Oh, and dig this.
Madea.
It garnered a sequel. It did
well enough
where they felt comfortable enough. You know what? Put out another one.
You know, you started the conversation. I don't think the older generation knew humor.
I mean,
because some of the niggas from that era are absolute legends, but they came closer to the 80s than like the fucking 60s.
I was gonna say, like, what era are you talking about?
Like, well, I guess like the era that the niggas would have been born in would have been like the 50s or 60s, but they didn't really pop till the 90s. So like Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, them niggas, like that camp.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is. As a kid, you know, it's kind of funny because you don't know no better.
It's just noises.
Yeah, it's just noises and like...
Yeah, because I'm old school.
Random voices, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Then you grow up and try to listen to it. It's like,
all right.
Nigga, this shit was never really funny.
Yeah.
I just didn't know no fucking better.
I'm not going to go that far. Only because some people are still entertained by big personalities and crazy noises.
That was the thing, though. It's like, when I think back about, like, Steve watching the Steve Harvey show.
That he stole.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
shout out to Mark Curry.
Yeah, like, I don't remember laughing.
It,
I mean, like, Steve.
I'll keep it a buck with you. Niggas was just happy to see niggas on TV.
Yeah, was happy to see
that. Them. Was on the WB, bro. Like,
was on WB.
Niggas was taking what
we could get. On the BET channel, too. On BET Network. Like, fucking, because they had that. Like, Moesha was on there.
Yeah.
But
the Jamie Foxx show, that was actually funny.
Which was actually funny.
That shit was hilarious.
Like, you know, but once again, there would be like dives in the rough. Like, you get your fucking Wayne Brady.
Well, Wayne Brady wasn't black famous.
Well, not Wayne Brady. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I meant Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac.
I don't know how I said Wayne Brady, but yeah. No, but like Bernie Mac, right? Mm. You'll get a Bernie Mac who's legitimately funny.
Yeah.
And can actually do
act.
Let's move this to the Kings of Comedy. That might be the perfect way that we can illustrate the different levels of humor in that generation. Because like D.L. Hughley, funny noises and a lot of shit that's like relatable to niggas at the time. They killed the supervisor.
Like that nigga was just doing crowd work.
And then he started roasting crowd niggas.
Yeah, that nigga was just doing crowd work at that point.
And then we got the Cedric the Entertainer, which is just like Steve Harvey, short, dark skin. But like
Steve Harvey that cusses.
And he's a bit more likable for me.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Personality.
Oh my god, I fuck with him. He seemed like a real nigga, or at least like the persona that he gives us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Steve Harvey.
I'm
old school.
Hey, I was born when y'all were born. Print money.
Woo!
Print money.
You ever got head in the back of a 67 Chevelle? I did. Well, I listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Y'all remember when you used to come home and turn on the record player? No?
No. I don't recall that, Steve.
Come home, take the chicken out of the freezer?
Steven, I was born in 1991.
Why do you have a microphone speaker for a wig, nigga?
Steve, Mr. Steven, why do you look like that microphone?
Why do your suits look like that?
Why are your suits
at
like
the time?
Do they put cornstarch on them motherfuckers? Bro, why is that shit so fucking like stiff?
Like current Steve, his
shoulders are sharp.
He be
boy.
Putting that shit on now. Like, yeah, I can't even take that away.
He probably got a stylist now.
Nah, Lori Harvey mom be dressing that nigga.
I mean, but he's on everything now. He's still doing. Hey, he's still doing Family
listen,
Feud, right?
This is a lesson in networking. Yeah. As long as you outwork and network with everyone, then it doesn't matter how not talented you might be perceived to be.
Somebody, you are recognizable.
There is somebody that will eat the slap that you put out just because they fuck with you.
I mean, he's got a fucking judge show now.
Yeah.
Judge Steve.
When did he practice?
Like, I know this like, nigga didn't pass the bar. I know he didn't.
Yeah. Hey, let that country ass nigga.
Yo ass guilty. Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, bro.
Yo ass guilty. And then bailiff give that nigga a plate of catfish. Grab some hot sauce. All right, who up next?
Next case.
And then we get to Bernie Mac. The end of the show.
Peak humor.
Yeah. End of the show for a fucking reason, clearly.
Yeah. Peak humor.
Because I'm like, he's funny. I will say that he was like the second coming of Robin Harris. He took like that kind of act, but elevated it.
Yeah.
Because like the grouchy old nigga shit, he wasn't really on that kind of time back on Def Jam. But he was still funny on Def Jam.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But, like, he really solidified that shit and just pitched his fucking show.
That was exactly what I was about to say. That
a show got made based off of that shit, bro.
In the middle of his whole, in the middle of the set. Like, I mean, the whole script was written.
Right.
Like, the whole synopsis.
Fox was like, get that nigga a show.
Give that
but
nigga
don't,
a show.
Don't let the boy be gay. Just let him be soft.
Yeah, we're going to make him effeminate. We're gonna put a pin in that because we're gonna do it for the next 15 years.
Man.
We can't have niggers in shows unless they're soft niggers.
But, like, shout out to My Adventures with Superman.
Do you like that show?
I love it, but it's pretty much a fucking shoujo.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
Jimmy, we made Jimmy black and work safe. Like, we made that is like the most work safe spook I've ever seen.
Jimmy was not work safe. Jimmy in Supergirl
definitely wasn't at all.
But
can't be too black.
Nah, too black and bald. Oh, hell no.
We'll make him tan enough so you know that he's not white.
But. Put him in a Tyler Perry. Oh, wait, he did.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm dark skinned and bald.
And bald.
I hate you and I hate Jesus. I'm like, what?
It's like that light skinned dude with the good hair that's broke.
The Shamar Moore type.
I know I'm just out of prison. I know I only rake your yard. I love me some Jesus.
And I love me some you. Yeah. We need somebody to fill the void that the Boondocks has left. We need good black satire.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane's got you, man. Good time.
Shut up, nigga. I need to get in contact with some animator friends. We can script this shit out and voice it. I just need somebody to animate. I can't draw worth a fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna have a show, nigga.
We need this satire like now.
Yeah, immediately.
Well, my Book of Clarence ain't gonna cut it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm like, nah, they done got too black excellency for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need y'all to kind of take it a couple stages back, bro. Like, y'all, we need to start making content for black fuck ups.
Yeah. For black. Not even for black mediocrity anymore.
Not
just
even
black.
Like.
Black failure.
But, like, not even Trench Babies either. There's plenty of Trench material.
Yeah. The Trench material's on Twitter and TikTok. Like, they got
As long as 50 Cent draws breath, there will be Trench material. Like, BMF, apparently it just doesn't make sense anymore. They done turned Big Meech into a fucking action hero.
Action Man.
Amp it up!
My nigga,
man,
that's my nigga. He do.
But we need satire badly. We need satire everywhere because I feel like people have forgotten how to laugh at things. I'm not saying that people are soft. I'm just saying people have forgotten how to laugh
at themselves. Because like, and it's honestly a societal thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get like hella philosophical, but like,
oh sure,
you can't. There's no how the fuck do you say that word in that tense?
Nigger.
There's no intrinsic response anymore. Like every time, even if a black person makes fun of black people, you have this sect of black people saying, "Why are you punching down?"
Like, look at him, he's a fucking sellout.
These niggas exist. If we as niggas can't talk about niggas, who the fuck can? Like, bro, not everything needs a cause.
Well, not everything needs a fucking breakdown.
Yeah,
that's what fucking kills me.
Like, get off your fucking high horse, bro.
Like, just like the actual like breaking down bar for bar of a comedy special.
Yeah, like
of a joke.
Fucking putting that shit under a neutron microscope.
And you know what? It always goes back to slavery.
It was always slavery.
You're a house nigger.
Damn.
You know, if these kinds of jokes were things that they would tell each other when they were in the fields, just to make themselves feel better.
Just to make them feel better.
Feel.
Wrong.
See, there goes the joke right there.
See,
feel.
That's why we should have a show.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's why we should. Why we have a show, nigga?
Agreed. Agreed.
Damn.
Wow, we need to laugh more as a society and remember how to laugh with each other. It's like,
nah, some niggas need to be laughed at.
Oh no, I agree.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld needs to be laughed at.
I agree.
That motherfucker right there. Like, Larry David is your god, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, like you lived the life that you lived because of him.
You have. Oh my god. Did you see the Unfrosted movie?
No.
Have you seen the trailers for it at least?
Not yet.
I've seen, I think, one.
I probably watched the trailer.
Yeah, well, just watch the trailer. Don't even bother with the movie.
Netflix just be giving niggas checks, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're a billionaire. You don't gotta do this shit. No, like,
right.
Or do comedians with coffees and cars and shit. Like, do that again.
Yeah.
That do a Jewish Kings of comedy.
That would work. Unfortunately, yeah,
it would. Who would be there?
Oh, trust me. The networks will.
Rabbi that I remember.
Literally just watch whatever Comedy Central presents. That's what that is.
True that. That's facts. That is
Don
facts.
Rickles is dead, so they can't do a Jewish King.
Yeah, I was like, yet. That Woody Harrelson is like, ain't that nigga, didn't he die?
Woody Harrelson?
No,
not Woody Harrelson.
Woody Allen.
That yeah. Nigga, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead?
I think so. I think that nigga died like 2 years ago.
I thought that nigga was just dumb old now.
I mean, hell, that motherfucker been old since we was, that nigga been ancient since we were kids.
Old ass.
Old adding. Oh, no, that nigga's still alive.
Hey.
How old is he, like 110?
The tour is still on, boys.
He's 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, Woody Allen.
Drake, allegedly.
Melissa McCarthy. If he's not Jewish, but we'll make it.
Yeah, we'll be, yeah. Get all the, you know, Amy Schumer. Just throw her up there.
Oh, yeah, she is one of them, huh?
Yeah, one of them.
One of them is crazy.
But, well, they're not like us.
But not incorrect. Crazy, but accurate.
Man.
Okay, what's the, I know niggas don't be on the internet like that, but what's the low-hanging fruit in the black community this week? Is it something about emotional intelligence or something about, like...
Drake and Kendrick did a good job providing interference on dumbass nigga topics. You know, I appreciate
it's,
that.
It's crazy because, like, I swear to God, I didn't see any, like...
There were no relationship takes.
There were no relationship takes, and there was a surprising lack of porn on the TL for, like,
Nick
2 weeks.
Really locked in, like, on that beef.
And it's crazy that...
Like, decoding lyrics.
Take two niggas to hate each other for you niggas to get serious.
Speaking of, Childish Gambino dropped a remastered version of his 2020 album, and there's this video for, I don't know, Left Foot, Right Foot, or whatever it was. Quinta Brunson was in it. Nice. But, like, there's a part because, like, they're performing like it's a doo-wop concert, like, back in, like, the old Chitlin joints or whatever. But, like, the crowd wasn't feeling it. They're doing their dance, they're doing their song, they're singing about crime and shit in the lyrics. But then some nigga tries to go up and shoot Childish Gambino. But, like, he does an accidental dance move and knocks the gun into the guy that tries to shoot him. And the nigga ends up blaming himself. Everybody looks at the dude that shot himself, then looks at Gambino and his group. And just, like, starts, like, clapping
slow
and shit.
Oh,
and then they actually start reacting to the music. It's a crowd full of black people at the time. I was like,
this metaphor. Are you niggas reading the subtext? Probably not. You don't get it. You just want to dance.
Man.
And he said that shit 20 years ago. Y'all don't want to hear it. You just want to dance.
That shit is his AI, man.
Like, crazy. Yeah. Crazy the insight that nigga had. But...
good video.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. Like, that nigga's apparently supposed to be dropping another rap album too, so, like,
I'm surprised he's going in that direction.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm curious about what he raps about.
I'm excited. When was the last rap album? 11 years ago?
Yeah, it's a long time. But
yeah, need some shit. I need 40-year-old.
No, or a rap project. The last rap project, like, in full that he did, I think, was Storm Mountain.
Yeah, that was 11 years. That was 2013.
Fuck, I thought it was 10 more. Hey.
Like, at the latest, it was 2014, but, like, I remember...
A decade ago.
Yeah, like, a decade ago.
Like, royalty, fucking, yeah.
Matter of fact, yeah, it was, because we were, I was at Scott's house when that shit dropped. Like, when I had gotten the fucking notification, I was like, oh, Stone Mountain?
Yeah.
Stone Mountain?
Cool boy.
Oh, my God, what the fuck was I saying? Like, the low-hanging fruit for the week. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's something.
I saw something weird this week. It was, like, this Muslim lady. You know a guy named Ludwig?
Allahu Akbar.
Ludwig?
Like, the producer?
No, he's a Twitch guy.
No.
I'm not familiar. No.
White guy.
Shocker.
He's talking some shit or whatever. Some Muslim girl says that he has, like, cracker mentality.
Them crackers!
And white people were not happy.
Of course not, because the word cracker, as you know, has been used to oppress their people globally.
Oh, yeah.
And I found it. I found the black low-hanging fruit. Y'all let me know when y'all ready.
Okay. And, like, you know, there are just places all over the world that ban black people specifically, so I understand and sympathize with his pain.
Oh, yeah.
And my recommendation to Ludwig is to, like, write down all the issues you have with that word, roll it into a little ball, run it in some warm water, and shove it up your ass, nigga. We don't fucking care. Pussy.
Puss. Like,
bitch ass boy.
White people online only care about racism when it comes towards...
when it affects them.
When it affects them.
White people only care about anything when it affects them. Like, by and large. I think like, the listeners have enough fucking mental capacity to understand that we don't mean every single, but... it's way too goddamn many.
Yeah.
You're
like, yeah, we'll give fuck. We'll get pissed about nothing but the tide, baby.
Piss. Dang. Roll down.
Roll down.
Roll down.
Nigger.
But,
what were you saying? What's the
low-hanging
fruit for this?
Kel Mitchell made a podcast appearance. I think he was on Club Shay Shay, actually.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently, he reveals that his wife cheated on him at two different points in time and was pregnant by... two like different dudes. Like, before they got married, he thought the child that she aborted was his, but apparently was it.
Oh,
and apparently
shit.
She got pregnant by somebody else later.
Damn.
From what I gathered.
Is his wife white? I don't know.
Nah, he had a black wife.
Okay.
But even still, this is still pretty fresh, so it hasn't really hit niggas yet. But I'm pretty sure that discourse is not going to be positive.
It's really not. You know it ain't.
Oh, no.
It's like, wow, where was he lacking? You know how this goes, man. Like, we've been talking about it, and, like, literally nothing changes.
Oh, yeah. Like we don't know what's going on in that house.
Yeah.
He already from Nickelodeon in the nasty era. We don't know what the fuck was going on, for real.
Nastylodeon.
I'm like, I seen Laura Beth Denberg's name in headlines, and I'm like, I know this is not positive.
At all.
Because I have never seen her name in headlines.
Nope.
Yeah. Dan Schneider, you will burn in hell.
Slowly.
Oh, yeah. That nigga is counter-suing.
Yeah,
I just thought about it. Yeah, I don't know if we brought...
Talking about quiet on the set?
Yeah, yeah, he's counter-suing.
Like the doc itself, right?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Fam, you realize, like, if you do that, you are basically opening yourself and Nickelodeon up to a decades-long investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Discovery's gonna be a motherfucker.
Yeah, I was like, bro, this is getting crazy.
Like, don't worry. You got it, Dan.
You got Daniel.
Go for it, Dan.
I'm like, you gonna look crazy as hell.
Stupid ass nigga. Fucking pussy. But yeah, dude, like the I hate the fact that I know the discourse is gonna be annoying as fuck around the topic before the discourse even starts.
Yep.
It's like, as soon as something happens and it's like a black dude and a woman of any race.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or, like, just a black dude saying something, talking about his experiences. Or a black woman talking about her experiences. Niggas do not understand nuance or anecdote. Like, those are your vocab words for today. Like, nigga, if somebody is speaking from an experience, it don't apply to everybody that's being talked about. Like, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
And, like, there are some times where I feel like niggas are being... This nigga dying. There are, like, where niggas are being dissent.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Niggas are watching his fucking face. Real. Real, just no,
nigga,
don't look at me.
Nigga, he's judging those poses.
I be doing that
push
sometimes.
Too far.
Dumbass.
Man, watch X-Men 97 if you have not.
Bro.
Full season out, man. That shit gas, boy.
But fucking, I need niggas to understand, like, that people speaking on their situation doesn't apply, and there are bad faith arguments.
For sure.
Like, and I feel like I've talked with multiple people extensively about that shit. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, the man bear pig shit.
Oh yeah.
And
man bear pig.
Like, I want more than anything for us to, like, to do things in the realm of reality. Like, I'm tired of the nigga theticals, bro. Like, I'm so tired of it. Because, like, some of you niggas be operating like that's just, like, that some of this shit is a thing that can and will happen. When it ain't gonna happen, bro. Right. Just cut it out, man. Just cut it. Cut the fuck out, stop please. It.
Get some help.
Get some. Stop it. Get some help.
Open up to the idea that you might be the problem.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It is possible, man. Like, none of us are perfect or right all the fucking time, and we have to admit when we aren't.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't hard. Don't make you less of a person for not doing this shit.
It makes you more.
Yeah. Like, if you can.
In this climate.
If you can recognize when you're wrong or eventually come around to recognizing that you were wrong, then, you know, growth.
Yeah.
Growth, nigga. But, like, dying on a hill that doesn't exist.
And one you don't even benefit from, man.
Right. Well, like, nigga, you don't get anything from this. Like, what is this stance? Like, soon as, there's a nigga in our group chat and we cook him every time he tries to go on one of these tangents. But, like, we'll just be talking about, like, just what the fuck ever. And then this nigga just throws some shit out there. I was like, yo, would you date a baby mom? And I'm like,
dated one before.
I'm like, my nigga, if you don't want to date a woman with kids, that's your prerogative. But don't try to, like, come to us for validation, because, like, I don't give a fuck what you do with your life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, even if she got a kid, so the fuck what? Yeah. Nah, because these bitches, and then from there,
oh,
we just...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then from there, we just roast that nigga, like, until he shuts the fuck up. Like, bro, you're young, so you have more living to do, but at the same time, you're one of those cases that I can directly influence. So I'm gonna tell you straight up how shit is in the real world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how shit works. Cause I feel like that's my responsibility, black man to black man.
Nigger.
To keep you from going down this stupid ass path that you keep trying to go down. Like, my nigga, you can do whatever you wanna do. You gotta be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Cause you trying to generalize a whole group of fucking people.
For your
preference.
Yeah.
I'm like,
guess what? Your preference, it doesn't make you special. It
right.
doesn't put you head and shoulders above the rest. You're just a person.
You're one. One in many, brother. And it's okay to be that way, guys. Like, I promise it's okay to not share every single thought you have. And again, I miss the era where we didn't know each other as well as social media lets us.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
really,
I'm like,
I did not take I took that era for granted, bro.
Yeah. Because I like social media, like, quite literally used to just be niggas talking about, like, their day, or, like, reconnecting with people they ain't seen in a minute. Mm-hmm. Or just fucking, like, just regular ass blogs. And then, like, now we got 50 million dating podcasts run by chronically single people.
Yes.
Telling other people how to be in a fucking relationship.
Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, man.
Right.
Just...
I'm like, I'm one of those people where I believe, like, there's knowledge in everything. Like, you can learn something no matter what it is, but a lot of these niggas don't know what the fuck they be talking about, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't... Why are you taking relationship advice? Personally, for me, I wouldn't take relationship advice from an unmarried motherfucker. That's the bar.
Thank
like,
you.
If
yeah.
you. If you're not married or, like, on the way to married, there is nothing that you can tell me about how to be a successful husband. There is mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
And then, like, just going down the tiers, nigga. Like, if you are in a relationship every 3 months and that's not how you're choosing to live your dating life, there's exactly. no advice that you can give to other people, because everybody don't date like that.
Exactly.
But, you know, there are some points where it's like, okay, well, that's, you know, just factually correct. That's a psychologically sound argument that niggas is making about respecting your partner and calling people out on the shit they say they want but don't really want. Like when niggas use buzzwords to try to describe the perfect man or woman. I'm like, nigga, you even know what submission looks like?
Submission.
You should replace that word with like, compromise. Yeah, that's what like, that is.
Like but, my nigga, there's gonna come points where you know. Both, it's a give take thing, man. Both of y'all are gonna have to compromise for the other's fucking needs at some point. And just being real, a lot of men, y'all ain't got it like that. to have a woman just completely 1,000% always follow you, niggas is not built like that, bro. It's fine. Yeah, like you ain't gotta be built like that.
That sounds like some religious bullshit.
It is.
Men are the head of the household.
Shut up, nigga. Rent and groceries are skyrocketing globally, and you motherfuckers are talking about submit to me because of my chromosomes. And nothing the fuck else.
Oh, yes.
Submit. No. You're not even taller than her talking about submit. Nigga, shut up. Shut up, pussy. And then, like, on the other side of that coin is, like, emotional intel. I hate that shit. I hate when people say that and don't understand it. Like, my nigga, emotional intelligence is not just me knowing what makes me pissed off. Like, I have a zero tolerance for things that don't, like, retain my state of life, bro. And I can recognize it, and I usually don't engage with that. It's people or activities. Like, you just want a motherfucker that, like, that wants to be open, but not really.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want you to be open, but not around me. Nigga, go cry in the car, faggot. that's really what that shit is, bro. I'm telling you, nigga, like, oh my God, bro. Yeah, it's fucking, it's wild out here, man. Y'all be safe, though.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gotta deal with that shit no more. Like, y'all be safe.
I'm gonna be in the crib, man. If this relationship don't work out, I'm gonna just be a hermit. So it's fine.
I hope it does.
Me too.
I don't, like I said, I'm not you, so I don't know what goes on when I'm not there.
But everything like, cool, but I'm like,
rooting for you niggas, man.
But like, I'm dead ass. Like, I'm putting 100%.
Right, this is it.
I'm like, this is it.
This is it.
Because after that, it's whatever. It's just like, there's some dude that just be playing video games in his house, man. He locks himself in there.
Yo, if I'm not in the wedding, I better be in the wedding.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Let me DJ that shit, bro.
Shit, you got it. I'm like, hey. Have a ball, brother.
I'm gonna be wilding out in that bitch.
You're like, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean, what's going on? Like, you didn't want to hire another DJ? Nah, I hired my mans.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn into
Hideki. He has to do it.
I'm gonna turn into Hideki Nigga Numa.
You give him the place to listen, man. Respect the set.
Right, respect the set, bro. I got paid to do. Clearly, this nigga trust me to do it, right?
I'm gonna respect the set.
So I'm here to do it for my mans.
Respect the set.
Shut up.
That's all I ask.
Go drink your cocktail.
Let my mans create.
Fucking ape.
Oh, shit.
I think that's all I got, man. Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks
for listening to the Yap Fest.
Yap Fest.
Again, the Patreon. Head over there. We got another fanfic episode coming up.
Yeah, man.
Long one.
Yeah, long.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Lord.
I
might have to clear my day for that shit. Because that motherfucker is going to be at least an hour and a half.
We got to.
I hope I don't end up doing all the voices again.
That will be. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those narrated ones. Because he's probably. Shadow seems like he's getting ready for some action.
Yeah.
It's time for some action.
It's a very intrinsic episode. Like, I didn't see a lot of scene transitions. That's why I'm hoping, like, I don't have to voice every fucking character. But yeah, man, get over there.
Yeah.
Before I get mad.
Get up.